Let's hear a response to President Obama's speech on foreign policy this week. The president pushed back against critics in his talk at West Point and in an NPR interview.
Afterward, we reached the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the president has not responded strongly enough to crises in Ukraine and Syria, and he didn't think the speech was strong either.
I just didn't hear that clarity. So I would throw that speech in the trash can. I would do something far stronger when I'm in Europe, and then I would back it up.
The president travels next week to Europe. Corker spoke of the U.S. effort to punish Russia for intervening in Ukraine and seizing Crimea.
Our sanctions were very weak. I think you read about the economic forum that just occurred in St. Petersburg, where one of the isolated, quote, oligarchs there was laughing about the fact that the sanctions not only didn't have a lot of impact on them, but that other companies were clamoring to do business with them from other countries. So we'll see.
When you mentioned that economic forum, that was a forum that the administration lobbied American businesses not to attend, and it's my understanding many did not. But it sounds like you feel the president should be doing much more. What's a concrete and practical action you think the president should be taking as regards Ukraine that the president is failing to take?
We certainly need to lay out plans to strengthen NATO. We certainly need to challenge Western Europe, which has become very lax in their support of NATO. And we also need to show what we ourselves are going to do relative to strengthening the ability of Eastern Europe to stand up to defend against to aggression by Russia.
How does the U.S. show that?
We need to. Oh, gosh, there's numbers of ways. I mean, is there a reconfiguration since really the West, Western Europe doesn't feel any kind of threat at present. Eastern Europe does.
Oh, you mean moving more U.S. troops into NATO allies that are in Eastern Europe? That's what you would like to see, not small numbers, but large
that
numbers.
That is a very strong possibility and probability. So there's the military piece, and I'm not talking about troops going into action, which he always uses as a straw man, but making sure that Russians understand that these are not places like Crimea was, but these are places that, you know, coming into, there would be problems.
What do you mean by a straw man when you say the president is using the prospect of war as a straw man?
Here's the thing. I think that, look, I was very distraught, candidly, over our policy in Syria. And I think it's led to much of the world looking at the United States and wondering whether we're credible. But when you say those things, the president immediately tries to say, well, my critics are people who want to send our men and women in uniform into conflict. Well, it's just not the case.
Let me just play a bit of tape from our interview with the president this week in which he insisted that he is willing, when necessary, to go to war, but it's a question of not needing to do it all the time. Let's listen.
Well, there are going to be times where we might have to go to war, and that's why I think it's very important for us not to get into these simplistic ways of thinking about it, either we pull back entirely and we're isolationist, or alternatively, every problem around the world is ours to manage.
Are you both effectively saying the same thing, that the answer here is somewhere in the middle for the United States, somewhere between going to war and doing nothing, and you can't agree on exactly what the middle ground is?
Well, I when it's framed in the way that it was just framed, but let me go back. In Syria last August and September, there was a red line that was established and immediately became the world's red line, not America's.
Oh, the president effectively saying that use of chemical weapons was a red line. It was presumed that meant that he would order a military strike if there was a use of chemical weapons, and then he did not.
That's correct. So I think it's in that sort of air of permissiveness, the lack of clarity, that people miscalculate and really bad things can happen down the road. So that's what I'm concerned about. This is something that's heartfelt. It's of deep concern on both sides of the aisle. And again, I hope when he goes to Europe, he'll speak in a different way, but then I hope he'll also follow up in a different way.
Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.